Let's get it going. Let's get it going. What it is, what it is, what it is, what it is. It's your boy Shotty Rock. It's Walk That Talk Podcast, and we're going to bring it to you today. A lot of things going on in the world. A lot of things, but Minnesota, prayers go out to you guys out there. I know it's a tough time. I know you gotta be smart. But also, we definitely can't take nobody's shit no more. You know what I'm saying? Situation in Minnesota. Four police killing a young man for no reason. I mean, past 6 years. This takes 6 years. It's been six deaths, major deaths, made national headlines, all at the hands of the police. I'm talking from 2014-2020. Six people have died in the hands of the police. Now, this is America now. Supposed to be the best country in the world. How the hell we have police only killing African Americans? Like, African Americans, the only ones that live in America. Let me run you these names. Walter Scott is one. Ahmaud Arbery is another. Michael Brown is another. Sandra Bland is another one. Eric Gardner, another one. Tamir Rice. That's six Afro-Americans that died in the past 6 years, all at the hands of police in America. But they all died in different states. It's not the same town, you know. This is happening in different states, different places at different times, you know. And it's becoming a trend. Like, you know what I'm saying? More and more often, innocent black people are losing their lives at the hands of police. You know? And some things got to stop. I mean, how long do you think people are just gonna sit back and accept it and just protest? I mean, you know what I'm saying? How long do you think people are just gonna sit back and take it? How long do you want us to sit back and take it, America? I'm speaking for inner city communities, African Americans. That's the only ones that happen to. How long do you want black Americans just to sit back and accept this, like this is okay? I mean, it's gonna come a time in America. Black people ain't gonna want to hear this shit no more. Excuse me for cursing, I'm sorry. I'm a little frustrated this morning. It's gonna come a time in life where Afro-Americans ain't gonna want to hear that shit from police. Then shit's gonna be out of hand then. Because African-Americans, shit, since the beginning of time here in America, have taken things from the KKK. And they have taken things from police, man. So African Americans really have no shot at winning at anything here in America. Honestly, I'm not, don't get me wrong, we're treated good. But African Americans will be treated way better here in America. I know everybody has their moments here in America, but shit. I don't think nobody paid the bigger price than African Americans here in America. I'm just thinking about civilization from the beginning of time here in America. African Americans always got the short end of the stick, man. You know, from housing, you know, to everything. Neighborhoods, housings, just look at the short end of the stick. We get the worst neighborhoods to live in. We send our kids to the worst schools. You know what I'm saying? We don't even get approved for loans to live in the good neighborhoods. We get denied. Excuse me. Pardon me. So, America's been getting the short end of the stick. And I think America's becoming fed up with it. As you see people in Minnesota, they ain't sitting down, just taking that. Taking it as, oh, I'm sorry. They ain't trying to hear that in Minnesota. They fed up. And they have a right to be. Like the names I just read off. There's 6 dead people, man. From 2014 to 2020. That's way too many people to be getting killed by police, man. That's way too many. Well, now let's talk about this new hybrid system. Supposed to combine a review of open source data, including, you know what I mean, from the Guardian article. It says, from a survey of local authorities, it recorded 270 homicides by officers in 3 months. You know what I mean? Then the FBI go to say, from 2015, yeah, it counted just 442. They also go to state that statistics says the trial has been a success compared to previous incarcerations, which is estimated catching only half of arrest-related deaths before temporarily shutting down in 2014. This is an article I'm reading from The Guardian. The Guardian. The Guardian views on killing by U.S. police. You know what I mean? Despite African Americans making up to 2% of total U.S. population, you guys know that African American males between the ages of 15 and 34 are compromised more than 15% of all deaths logged in year by year. Excuse me, by ongoing investigations by the FBI. The rate of police involved deaths is 5 times higher than for black men than they were for white men. That shit crazy. Just since, since 2015 alone, police have shot and killed an average of 3 people per day. God, 3 people per day police are killed. Who they arresting it? The number of fatal shootings, I could say, has totaled nearly 1,000 every year. But let's put this, let me give you another crazy stat. Since 2015, there has been 3 months when police have killed 100 or more people. Let's go back to March 2018. That hadn't been the deadliest month. Police have killed people. March 2018. Not to mention, nationwide, there's about, I'll say about 18,000 law enforcement agencies. Let's go back to 2015. Out of 2,500 that have shot and killed, police officers that have shot and killed people, police agencies, excuse me, 17,000 agencies, other than that 2,500 police agencies, 1,700 of them police agencies have shot and killed one person. And the 20 departments that with the most fatal shootings are primarily located, you know where they're located at? The inner city. Woo! That's crazy. So you got a lot of police. That's a problem. You got a lot of police officers that wearing badges, being police officers in neighborhoods that they know they wouldn't walk in on a regular day if they wasn't police officers. So how the hell are you being a police officer in a neighborhood you already scared to come to? So you don't think somebody's going to die? The police officer's coming to the neighborhood already scared and ready to pull his gun on you. Who do you think is gonna get shot? Person in charge with the gun. The black person ain't shooting no police. We know that. We ain't shooting the police. I think the wrong person that shot police that was black was Larry Davis, New York City, about 30-something years ago. Larry Davis took it to war out there in the Bronx. He said, they trying to come get me, they gonna have to fight for it. You know what I mean? Wish it was more Larry Davis out here in the world, man. That's not going for the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Let me get on to some other notes. I mean, I'm an African American, man. I feel scared sometimes going to some neighborhoods by myself. You know? We shouldn't have to live like that, because every other race doesn't have to live like that. Why do we? You know what I mean? We law-abiding citizens. We do what we have to do. And, you know, we should be treated fairly. We shouldn't feel like we should have to look over our back every time we walk down the street, walk into a store, sit down in a restaurant. I mean, we should be able to sit comfortably like everybody else around here. What? That's not the case in 2020. Definitely not the case. So we gotta do some bridging the gaps. Excuse me. Continue police, and the area they work in. We gotta learn how to bridge the gap somewhere. There's gotta be some communication miss in between the neighborhood and the police that work in it. It has to be. Excuse me. More police engagement in these inner cities, man. Start to get to know people by the first name. That's how you earn respect. Police officers, learn these people's names. You're in these neighborhoods every day. You should be knowing Lil So and So running down the street. You should know Raheem and Johnny and them hang out right there on the corner. They ain't doing nothing, they just hanging out. But if you never know their name, establish that rapport. They're not gonna listen to you, officers. They're not gonna listen to you. Shit, let's think. Now the Minnesota's got this thing. Just back in 2014, we had Michael Brown. Remember that? Michael Brown, the 18-year-old African-American man that was shot by the 28-year-old white man, Darren Wilson, in Ferguson, Missouri. Man. That's, I mean, we right back again. 6 years. Look at that. That was 2014. We right back at it in 2020. Let's not forget Georgia, runs with Georgia, Ahmaud Arbery, the black jogger who was murdered by two white men, a possible hate crime. We got to stop losing our black brothers at alarm rates. We got to protect each other. Definitely. We can't be out here holding cameras, watching our man get beat down and not go help. Enough of that, y'all. We can't be out there holding our cameras and we seeing police do something to somebody. Get involved, y'all. Police can't beat everybody. If the numbers get too big, police can't beat everybody, y'all. They're gonna get the running. Police is not gonna confrontate with a whole neighborhood. Then he come outside telling them to get the hell off of somebody. You know what I mean? They gonna get the hell gone. They gonna be like, you know what? Let this man go, because shit about to get ugly out here. All right, y'all? So stop pulling out your cameras and start stepping up. like, you know what I mean? I'm definitely with that Malcolm X. I'm more Malcolm X than I'm Martin Luther King. You know what I'm saying? More Malcolm X, less Martin Luther King. That's what we need. We need to practice more Malcolm X, less Martin Luther King, man. Because they're not respecting that peaceful shit. No offense to anyone. But peace, being peaceful is not going to work here in America. We being peaceful, and they racing us out of here like no tomorrow. You hear what I'm saying? You hear what I'm saying? As we talk about Ferguson, let's not forget about Walter Scott. Another kid. North Charleston. I was taken out by the police following a daytime traffic stop for a non-functional braking light. He was killed by Michael Slager. Slagger was charged with murder after the video surfaced. Like, it was so crazy. These police are killing our black men, and this shit is on video. Like, yo, how can you get away with murder on a video? That shit is crazy. That shit is crazy. That's crazy, man. Shit, and this shit. Let's go back even further to another case. November 22nd, 2014. You had a kid from Cleveland, Ohio, Tamir Rice. He was shot by an officer. Timothy Leoman, 26-year-old police officer. Rice is carrying a gun, and Rice just had a toy replica. Lowman shot him as soon as he saw him. He didn't tell him freeze automatically. He's like, I thought he had a gun. Come on, man. Kid was only 12. You know what happened? It was a bad miscommunication. Like, again, you got a suburban white police officer scared, coming to the inner city working, and he's getting nervous because he got to tell inner city kids what to do. And guess what? Inner city kids are not going to listen to you. If you don't talk like you know what you're talking about, you talk like you're a little scared, and inner city kids are going to run right over you. Excuse me. It's not right. It's just the way it is, man. You got to have a little authority, you know what I mean? I mean, a little authority, but you got to know how to talk to people too. Can't be out to disrespect people, officers, and think people gonna follow your lead and your direction. You know what I mean? You gotta learn how to talk to people, treat people with respect. You know what I mean? You can't be yelling at people, being disrespectful for officers. You want people in the city to listen. You know what I mean? Hear officers. Sometimes you gotta hear the people out, what they saying first, before you just give orders. You know what I mean? Because people in the inner city, you know, shit is rough. It's half the time police officers, people in the city don't see you in their neighborhoods until something's wrong. So they already feel a little pissed off when they see you pulling out. But they know you wouldn't be there if nothing was going on. They know you just showing up. Anytime police showing up in the city, they ain't showing up for no good stuff. Police ain't just come to say hi in the city. So you got to understand why people are frustrated. It's been going on for years. You know what I'm saying? You're going on for years. So you just think people just going to be like, oh, police here and be happy? Nah. 9 out of 10 times people see police in the city, they know some bullshit's going down. They know it ain't going to be a happy ending. People know it's about to be some wild stuff going on. And they just tired of it. Been happening for years. So their grandparents, their uncles, fathers, you know what I mean? Black men been getting harassed by police. It's the beginning of the time. In the inner city, people, African Americans, are tired of it. Excuse me, they ain't gonna take it no more. You know? like you had the right Watts riots, you had the Newark riots in 65. Them riots was behind police brutality, you know? Them people were tired of the bullshit. You know, they ain't gonna keep taking this shit, man. Every time we think we get over something, like we got this another hurdle for African American race to jump over. We get past racism, we get past KKK. Now we back to police killing black people. Like, god damn. Like, god damn. When do we catch a break here, America? When do America catch a break? When do African Americans in America catch a break? You know? When do we catch a break? You know what I mean? We can't catch a break in America. Shoot. I'm not even done talking about all the police brutality and killing in the past few years. Let's not forget Erica Gardner, July 17, 2014. Died in the borough of New York City after Officer Daniel Palat Alio. Pantaleo, that's how you say his name, I guess. I'm sorry. Put the guy Eric Gardner in chokehold in New York. Y'all remember that? Long Island? Video footage of the incident spread it worldwide. Oh, man. That's just, look at that. That's about four or five people I talked about so far. All died in the hands of police, man. Yeah, police. That motherfucking police. Last but not least, let's not forget our sister Sandra Bland, the 28-year-old African-American woman who was found hanging in a jail cell in Texas after getting stopped 3 days before a traffic stop. They ruled her death as a suicide. Come on, man. Come on, son. How many more people got to die before America wakes up? How many more people got to get buried 6 feet deep? But just say, yo, something ain't right, man. Something ain't right. Like, people ain't just dying just in the hand of police like this. And police ain't doing nothing? Come on, police got something to do with it, baby. You gotta wake up and be smarter than that, America. You gotta wake up and be smarter than that. You know what I'm saying? We can't fall for the banana in the tailpipe. No more. We can't fall for the banana in the tailpipe, America. The communities, we gotta be more together. Be more involved with each other. Start having block parties. You know what I mean? And really unify each other and watch out for each other in our neighborhoods, man. When you see somebody of our color getting stopped by police, everybody need to come outside and watch. Make sure the right thing happens. Don't let somebody get arrested or pulled over by police and people just walk past and don't pay attention. That's the only way it's going to change. You see somebody get them all over, make sure, just watch this. Make sure the police are doing the right thing, man. Don't walk by and turn your head like, oh, that ain't me. And guess what? That could be your little brother, nephew, cousin. You get pulled over, harassed, and they might lose their life that day, but you could have done something. But you chose to walk by and act like you didn't see it. You know what I mean? Or just stay there to be a safe watch for that person. You might make sure they get their ticket or whatever the police have them doing and they get to go home. You know what I'm saying? We just let people get tickets and harass by police and act like we don't see them. Yeah, police gonna shoot people. Cause ain't nobody watching. We got people watching out. Make sure the police do the proper procedures and let that person go home. I guarantee you, guess what? It'll be a lot of police stop shooting people because guess what? They're going to be like, shit, people be watching.
Anytime I pull somebody over, the person across the street watching. You know what I mean? You have a right to watch. Make sure the right shit is going down. And nothing happened. We gotta stop being afraid to want to get involved here in America, baby. Oh shit, we all gonna be extinct. Or we all gonna be dead. You know what I mean? And we don't want that. We don't want that happen. You know what I mean? Well, this is some things I had to get off my chest today for Walk That Talk podcast. You know, things that's going on in the world is bothering me that I want to drop a jewel on you guys. You know, stay in tune for the next post. Walk That Talk. It's your boy, Shotty Rock. I'll holler back.